We still in it. Anything can happen any given Sunday. You just gotta go out and play some great football. The tackles that we miss, we gotta make those tackles. Yards after the catch, we can't let that happen. We gotta get to the quarterback more faster. We gotta play the run even better as the defense. Basically, all those things.
Justin said last night that if you guys can get to the playoffs, you're a dangerous team. You feel that way?
I think anytime we made the playoffs, we was a dangerous team. But it doesn't matter how much, like, when we make the playoffs or where, how we got in it. Once we get in, it's one and done. Everybody know that for sure. So, I think the playoffs is a beautiful thing. Only the good teams make it. Hopefully we get back in it this year.
Jason, do you feel like you guys are leaders?
I think for me, I think my play says it all. It's only my fourth game back. I'm getting better and better each game. I'm not the type of guy that does a lot of talking. I let my play do the talking for me. But as far as other guys, they follow. I'm more of a guy that, whenever I'm on the field, I'm going to give 110% no matter how I feel. And they see it, so.
Coach Conference mentioned today there was a ball at the line of scrimmage you thought you might have been able to take off.
Say what?
There was a ball at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he mentioned it. He mentioned it to me. I didn't really see it until he mentioned it to me, but I watched the film, and I probably could have made that play, But I was too busy trying to get to the quarterback and trying to get there fast enough, I didn't play, that technique well enough, But it's football, I feel like as long as you going fast and you're giving 100% effort, then if you see it, you see it. If you get there late, you get there late. But I didn't see it at all, and I was just going 110%.
No, you didn't see the ball. Did you?
I didn't see the ball at all. Right. On film, you see I could have probably made
so
that play.
Just like an
awareness, my awareness wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm. And then you think maybe 10, 12, 14 games of this season, maybe.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, I saw that play. But I didn't.
Are you satisfied with everybody's effort? You talk about your own
effort. Yeah, I'm satisfied with my team effort. As far as I speak for the defense, I feel like I said, I don't know if a guy's going 100%. Only they know. When the game is over, there's no need to argue or be pissed, very pissed off. I feel like if you give that effort, then you did your best. You did the best you can. And I feel like yesterday I did the best I can, and I only want to get better from there. So, I came in today and look at film, and I know what I need to get better at.
You had a much larger wrap and club on the hand.
You think so? I don't think so. No. I think it's the same thing I've been using since I came in.
It seemed like your thumb was covered up a little bit.
I don't know. I don't remember. It's not in my locker room. I don't know.
Jason, you've been to the top of the mountain with this team before.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other fellas who've only been here in the last 3 years that haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them about the kind of push that's necessary to get you guys into contention again?
I think, I've been there. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been to the playoffs. We made the run. My year I was here with those other guys. And, no matter what the negativity was on the outside, what people were saying about us, we came together as a team, and that's very special to have when all the guys come together as a team. I'm talking about special team, offense and defense. If offense wasn't doing well, no defense made the plays to, wait for offense to do well, I just think, if we come in like that with that mindset, then we can actually go far. We got four games left. We can win all four of them. But, it's all to the players, man. The players got to, they got to give it all in and come in and practice. Even if you hurt, just come in and do your job. You're going to be banged up, this time of the season.
So. Has there been much pep talk between lines with offense, defense, and specials? Have guys crossed those lines to try to pep each other?
Yeah, like as a player, you take what you want to take in, it's been improvement, You know, you see the guys on punt return and, you know, just getting after it and stuff. But, you know, I think as a team, we need to come together as a team and we'll be okay.
When you guys had that run in 2011, you had a lot of vocal leaders on that team, Manchel, Osi, Tuck. Do you feel like this team has that vocal leadership to maybe?
That's 2011. You know, faces have changed, man. You know, we got vocal leaders, but like I said, I'm not a vocal person. You know, my play does my speaking, and that's basically it for me. You know, you got other guys, you know, they like to talk and stuff, but I'm more of a, you know, do it all on the field, don't say it, you know. And you'll see every Sunday, you know, who's putting their heart out there, so that's basically it.
Going off that concept, though, I mean, if everybody's responsible for doing their own job and focus on their own job, I mean, doesn't there come a point where it pays for somebody to speak up and say, hey, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the type of person that speak up. You know, I love Sundays, you know, during the week, you know, I come in and you know, and do my job, you know, to the best of my ability, you know, what you do in practice, what you're going to do in the game. You know, I truly believe that, you know, from the week I came in, I don't even know what week I came in. I've just been trying to get better and better as a player, and I think I'm at that point. You know, yesterday showed for a little bit. You know, I think I can only get better, you know, as a player. And like I say, like, I'm not a vocal person, but my play do my talking for me. And I'm going to give 110%, you know, every time I'm on that field. Even in practice, I'm going to give it 110%. Because I truly believe what you do in practice is what you're going to carry on to the game. And, you know, I had a great practice this week, and I carried on to the game. And as far as the D-line, you know, we played together as a group. You know, there's still things we could get better at, you know, communication and all that. But that didn't stop us from playing well yesterday. So, you know, we're going to try to get better and better.